You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time once again to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players, so we need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going great. I think I have the right amount of blood in my blood.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear you're at optimal blood levels. I want to say hello and good luck to Carl from Bend. Carl, how are you?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Oh, it's very good to have you here. What do you like to do when you're not playing radio quiz shows with us?
Well, play live trivia, of course.
Oh, good. Well, I think you're going to be well prepared for the KLCC conundrum today. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play. Now, Carl, I hear that you might be a language fella.
Sure, yeah.
And so I have composed a language round based on something called an abjad, which is a writing system. Like an alphabet is one writing system, an abjad is a different writing system, like Hebrew, okay. Arabic, and ancient Egyptian, that writes down its consonants, but it doesn't always write down its vowels. So the opposite of that for this quiz is the vowels are constant, and you have to swap out the consonants in the word pilot for Pilot Butte. So all of the answers in this quiz have the same vowels as pilot in the same place, but you're going to replace the consonants for different consonants. For example, a woman who has lost her spouse would be a widow.
So pilot and widow, same vowels in the same position, the consonants change around those vowels.
That is correct. And we're going to start with a city in France or its namesake sandwich condiment.
Oh, Dijon.
Oh, very good.
Next, the president who signed the Endangered Species Act in 1973.
Nixon.
Yes.
A word for inner fortitude, liveliness, and power.
I need a hint on this one.
Oh, you've got your vim and
vigor.
Yes, good.
That's right. Next, the endonym for Japan, the Japanese word for Japan.
Yeah, Nippon.
Yeah, but there's another one that fits the theme. It's a version of that. It's without the P's.
I may not know this one.
It's Nihon.
Okay.
The Greek mythological king of Crete who built the labyrinth.
Midos? That's not right.
It's close.
Very close.
Yeah. It's a part
that's
of
not
the
Midas.
It's part of the name of that half bull, half human fella.
Minos.
Yeah. Yes, good.
Something you'd make in a golf game?
Obviously I'm not a golfer.
Is that right? Like when you, if you miss the ball, you might make a...
Take a chunk out of the green.
Yeah. Oh, it did it.
There you go.
According to Christian tradition, the previous name of St. Peter.
I need a hint on that one, too.
This toy says...
Yeah.
Sorry, say that.
This toy says...
One of the creators of American Idol.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm stuck on this one.
Oh, we're looking for Simon. I loved my Simon, Simon Says.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Next, two of the top five grape varietals grown in Oregon are red and white cultivars of this grape.
Pinot.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
And an animated meerkat.
Timon.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Carl, you did very well. So well, in fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Great. Thanks.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.